Hello, and thanks for tuning in to Live from Hochstein. I'm Mona Segetola Salmi, and I'm so glad we're able to experience this music together through the radio. For the final program of this unusual season of lunchtime concerts, we'll be hearing from cellist Natalie Speer, who teaches here at the Hochstein School. She's an Eastman graduate who has made her mark as a genre-bending electric and acoustic cellist, as well as a writer, composer, and arranger. She's performed live with artists including Disturbed, Cage the Elephant, Two Cellos, Josh Groban, Amy Grant and Michael W. Smith, Johnny Mathis, Michael Bolton, Amanda Palmer, Michael Bublé, and the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. She's also an avid supporter of new classical music. Natalie's presented over 50 world premiere performances. For 8 years, she was a member of Great Noise Ensemble while in Washington, D.C., and the director of that group is also an Eastman graduate, composer Armando Bajolo. Here is Natalie Speer playing music written by Armando Bajolo in remembrance of the victims of the Sandy Hook tragedy. This is Elegy, Sandy Hook. That was Elegy, Sandy Hook, by Armando Bajolo. We heard cellist Natalie Spear playing this affecting work, solo with custom electronics, creating the special effects we've been hearing in that music. If it sounded like there were more musicians performing with her at times, that was a pre-recorded cello quartet quoting from Gustav Mahler's Kindertotenlieder, triggered live from her laptop, with all the parts also recorded by Natalie Spear. Aside from that, all the sounds we heard and the textures of this piece were created live. Next on Live from Hochstein, Natalie Speer will play an old favorite, the first solo cello suite by Johann Sebastian Bach. The second movement, the Allemande, is one of her most favorite pieces to play in all of the cello repertoire, and she has several Hochstein students working on it currently. She dedicates this performance to her students, as she's so grateful to work with such an inspiring community and faculty and students here at the Hochstein School. Here is Natalie Speer with the solo cello suite number 1 by Johann Sebastian Bach. Thank you.
Thank you.
We've just heard the first cello suite by Johann Sebastian Bach, played by cellist Natalie Speer on Live from Hochstein, broadcast live from the Performance Hall of the Hochstein School in downtown Rochester. With no audience physically here in this beautiful hall, yet still heard by many, over WXXI Classical 91.5 and 90.3, and streaming online at WXXIClassical.org. Do you have anyone you've met only online or gotten to know better online than in person recently through the pandemic and quarantine? That's what's happened for cellist Natalie Speer and composer Laura Elise Schwendinger, who is head of composition faculty at the University of Wisconsin-Madison Mead Witter School of Music. Natalie describes her as an awesomely creative person that she's been looking forward to collaborating with for some time now. And I'm glad we get to hear the results of their virtual collaboration. Here is cellist Natalie Speer with Laura Elise Schwendinger's piece, All the Pretty Little Horses, in which you might be able to recognize fragments of the old lullaby of that name, woven among angular and interesting textures as some epic musical chaos occurs around it.
Thank you.
a new take on an old lullaby in music by Laura Elise Schwendinger, played by cellist Natalie Spear on Live from Hochstein. It was at a summer workshop called Cello Speak that Natalie Spear heard this next piece by William Grant Still, and she fell in love with its warm and nostalgic melody. Still was a noted Black American composer who was part of the Harlem Renaissance and probably best known for his first symphony, The Afro-American. He's a prolific composer of symphonies, opera, choral pieces, and ballet, as well as many chamber music pieces like the one that we're going to hear. And 2020 marks an important anniversary, 125 years since William Grant Still was born. Here, on Live from Hochstein, we'll hear cellist Natalie Spear with pianist Yoshiko Arahata to play Summerland from William Grant Still's Three Visions. And just joining us in a moment on stage will be pianist Yoshiko Arahata to play this music with Natalie Spear. Do want to mention that selected past programs from this rather different season of Live from Hochstein are available to hear online at wxxiclassical.org, and you can find many more ways to stay connected with music there. Here is cellist Natalie Spear with Yoshiko Arahata to play Summerland by William Grant Still. Cellist Natalie Spear and pianist Yoshiko Arahata playing Summerland by William Grant Still. Thank you so much for tuning in to enjoy this music. As I said, you can find selected past programs from this rather different season of Live from Hochstein online at wxxiclassical.org. Please stay safe and keep in touch. I miss you so much, and I look forward to enjoying this music together in person when we get to the other side, and staying in touch how we can until then. Live from Hochstein is produced by WXXI and the Hochstein School. Peggy Quackenbush is the president and executive director of the Hochstein School. The broadcast engineers are Andrew Croucher and Robert Braden. The studio engineer is Julia Figueres. Today's director and the executive producer of Live from Hochstein is Jean Fisher. I'm Mona Segutola-Slami. Thank you for listening to Live from Hochstein, a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.